Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we're going to speak with Jerome Butler. He is a dialect coach. No, I didn't say Gerard Butler, but he did work with Gerard Butler on a show called A Family Man. So if you want to lose an accent or you want to gain an accent, the Butler did it. Why don't we just give Jerome a call and let's see what he has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Jerome, it's Johnny Keith with Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm good, Johnny. How are you?
Great. I swear, I do a lot of research, and I've never seen anybody have 124 credits on their Internet Movie Database page, and I bet that's not even all of them.
You know, there are a few things that have been left out. It's great. It's a great resource.
Are you using your dialect coaching to get acting gigs, or you're just a dialect coach, and those 17 acting gigs just came your way?
I was trained initially as an actor.
Okay.
And my meantime job was always that I taught because I could not carry plates and I was no good at remembering drink orders. So teaching was a nice thing for me to do in the meantime. Whatever you say yes to consistently 5 years down the road, that's exactly where you'll be. And that's pretty much the situation here. At some point, I started saying yes to dialect coaching gigs and now it's what I do exclusively.
Wow.
I haven't acted since 2006 was my last acting gig, a very special episode of Charmed.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Charmed, ER, Star Trek, The Practice, Texas Walker Ranger, and a couple of video games for Star Trek as well. Oh my God.
Yes.
As an actor, people would love to have those credits, and you got those. Plus, you have a whole nother career, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's been a real blessing. And if you could still be in the business that you love, then you're winning.
Wow. So was your first gig, was it really Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Yes. That was my first actual on-set job.
He did. Definitely somebody who needs some help with an accent, I would say.
I've been doing a lot of teaching up before that time. I have worked at the Lee Strasberg Institute in Los Angeles. LA County High School for the Arts was a fantastic gig inside of California State Prison, doing conflict resolution improv work with inmates there.
Wow.
And so I've been doing a lot of different kind of teaching.
And famous stars, I mean, like Naomi Watts, Gerard Butler, Treat Williams, you got Woody Harrelson, Taye Diggs, and some people's names I can't even pronounce, but you've worked for them several times on several different movies. So how does that work? Do they hire you as a group? Do they hire you as an individual? Or does the movie studio hire you or all three?
When I am working on a job with an actor, the production company are the people who hire me. We're a little bit of a strange grouping. Dialect coaches don't have a union. We're not a part of any guild.
Okay.
The majority of us have been actors before. And usually it's a combination of things with so many actors doing dialect in the last 20 years. Producers now understand that the ability for an actor to have a dialect coach is an important resource. So over the years, producers have really come to depend on dialect coaches, especially with so many actors from other regions working here in the United States. But as time goes on, I start to develop relationships with people. You start to get a reputation. You enhance your skill set. Once you get to that level, people will say, you know, well, look, I would like to work with a dialect coach. And here's a dialect coach I'd like to work with.
So how does it work? Are you like in the trailer? I mean, you probably worked with them before, but like they're about to go on set. So are you in the trailer with them, working with them, and then you're actually on set correcting them? Or how does it mainly work?
Well, this is something I think is really important for all of the actors out there. The key is in the prep. You can't do anything on set that you haven't done in practice of some sort. And that's true for the NFL and the NBA and the WNBA and as well as actors. The key is in the prep. The actors who I've worked with on several different occasions, they'll call me up and, hey, I'm going to be shooting in a month and we'll put in some serious work, you know, before they go to set. In some cases, I won't even be there the whole time. And then to answer your question even in a little more depth, when I am on set, say, for example, we've got a 3-page scene, okay? That scene is going to come up on Monday. We'll sort of prep the first week a little heavier because we know that it's coming up, and part of that is all the things that have to do with what an actor has to be concerned with in that regard, how they're going to play it, knowing their lines, all that sort of thing. We sort of build that into our prep, and then if I'm on set, we'll work in the morning typically. Sometimes it'll be in the makeup room, or we'll try and grab some time before they're called to set. I'll go into their trailer and we'll just run the scene and really just to sort of touch up and make any reminders about stuff that we have worked on. I'm comfortable with what I'm doing and hopefully answering your questions in terms of what we do on set.
Awesome. So if somebody is learning an accent or trying to get rid of an accent, is there a certain tool or a certain formula that goes in, whether you're losing one or gaining one, that you need to know?
Everybody is different. And one of the things that works well when I'm working with other people is I have a lot of different ways to approach a given problem. Just through experience and because of my experience as an actor, because of my experience of seeing a lot of different actors with different learning styles go through it. Some people are auditory. Some people have to see it. They have to write it down. Some people, you know, everybody is different.
Yeah.
And I just have a lot of different methods to throw up against the wall. The ones that stick are the ones that we use. You know, when they bring me in, there's not a lot of time. Every one of our sessions has to move the actor closer to a confident realization of the character. Again, they're champions because they got the job. So I always have a huge amount of confidence that this actor is going to be able to marshal their resources and their imagination and be able to bring what's necessary and make it come alive in ways that I could not have foreseen. It's always different from what you actually think it's going to be. You say, okay, well, this is a New York accent and this person has these sounds. But when it finally clicks for the actor and they connect all that technical work that we've done with their imagination, it's just like, wow, I didn't quite see it like that. And yet that's perfect. It's always that.
So on the television show, This Is Us, the character is Zoe Baker. I don't know how to pronounce her last name, but I think it's Melanie Liber. So she's English. Is she enhancing that or getting rid of the English accent for her part?
I think modifying is a better way of looking at it.
Okay.
You know, you're actually saying, hey, here's what I do. Here's the speaking style that's right for the character. And what a dialect coach does is help the actor move from their base to a style of speaking that's more appropriate for the character that they're playing.
All right.
And that includes geographic elements, that includes sound, social status, temperament. A lot of it is based on character. And one of the things that I do is I make use of tools that I've created on my website, dialectcoachescorner.com, and constantly using the different practice pages that I've developed there.
Yeah, because I went to your website. There's a lot of free stuff on there. And then I was International Phonetic Alphabet, and it was all these symbols. That was actually new to me. I've actually never heard of that before. You got warm-ups, you got flashcards, you got a lot of free interesting stuff on there. It's like stuff I've never heard of before, so it's very interesting.
I've got too much stuff on there. When I say too much stuff, I mean too much stuff for one person.
Yeah.
We don't want to have the same meal every day. We need to vary our workout. We need to vary our diet. We need variety to keep ourselves stimulated so that we continue to drop down into the best representation of ourselves. So there's a ton of stuff on the website. And sometimes people will just focus on the practice pages. A lot of people who go to the website are individuals who want to do accent modification. So they want to actually learn how to speak with a more of a British style or with more of an American style of speech. They don't quite know how to go about it. And one of the things that we're continually doing is creating tools that demystify the process so that you can say, you know what, if you're in this situation, try this course of action. See if it'll work for you. Because anything that helps the light bulb go on, you're golden.
Yeah, I like the way you have it all broken down. You have two videos just on the IPA, and you got stuff for actors, teachers, podcasts, flashcards. It's like pretty broken down pretty well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to know that it hit you in that particular way.
It's called dialectcoachescorner.com.
Mm-hmm.
Then you also have your own website, just jeromebutler.com.
Jeromebutler.com is my promotional website. It's the website where people will probably go if they've heard about me. They want to hire me. A producer might go there. An actor might go there. It's much more focused on what my credits are and how I work. And Dialect Coach's Corner is a little bit different. Dialect Coach's Corner is meant to be a place where actors, individuals who want to do accent modification, teachers, other coaches, anyone who's interested in finding tools to transform their mode of communication or to help others transform their style of communication, whether it be learning a dialect for a role or wanting to modify your English speaking style for whatever reason. It's not only me, it'll have other people on it and other coaches and other points of view. So it'll be a sort of a go-to place for individuals to look for resources.
Right. It's pretty cool. A lot of it's like free. There's a lot of podcasts you have on there as well. But then a little thing pops up that says client login. Does that mean you have to become a member and pay to be a member to get that content?
There currently is no charge to sign up, get a username and password, and have full access to all entire sites.
Oh yeah, I see that now. Start your free subscription. Okay, I just clicked on it. Okay.
There it is.
You just fill that out and then you have access to the content. Okay, I get it now.
Then you have access to the content. That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
That's pretty good. So anyone wanting to lose an accent, get an accent, or I mean, there's like a ton of information here. That's pretty cool. You could just create your own account and free and dive in. With all your experience on like looking, being on the set, like an actor coming into the business today, let's say COVID's already over and everything's back, what advice would you have for a young actor today just starting out?
You know, here's the best advice that I could give. In the day and age that we are in, with the tools that are available and accessible, find your people and start making stuff with them. That's it. That's the best advice that I could give to anyone. There's no reason not to be creating. Always be creating. And if you're always creating, you're also going to be training. You're going to be enhancing your skill set through that process. Because so those two things go together. When I was coming up, you needed $75,000 to create a crossfade in video. You needed three machines. Each one of those cost like $7,000. You needed a switcher. That was like $25,000, $30,000. You needed a Vectorscope and, you know, all this stuff. Now, $250, you're good to go.
Yeah.
You know, there's no reason not to be out there creating. Acting and production as a collaborative art.
Right.
Finding the folks that you connect with and using that as a jumping off port, leveraging that as a way of continually creating and growing your talent. That's the strongest advice that I could give to anyone. I mean, there's all sorts of nuts and bolts advice, and I can give advice about how to practice, and I can give advice about discipline and all these different things, but you can find those anywhere.
That's
the one thing that you can do is today, as soon as this podcast is over, you can actually begin work on a project.
That's true. And that's the number one advice that everybody gives, what you just said. Create your own content. Get off your butt. Get out there and do something. Even if you're holding the boom, get on the set. Next thing you know, somebody doesn't show up. Bam, you're in. And then they do a project and just keeps going from there.
I'll even make it even a little simpler because, you know, you may have people out there who will say, well, you know what? I don't have any ideas. I'm not a writer. Can't do these characters. And okay, that's fine. But you know what I've always said when somebody says to me, what's your advice to me if I want to be an actor? I say, okay, well, where you live, you go online, go to Google, find the theater companies that are in your town, amateur theater companies, go down there and say, hi, I want to volunteer. And they'll put you to work. You'll be an usher. They'll have you painting sets. They'll figure out what you're good at and they'll have you doing something. If you say, I'm here to volunteer, you will be a part of that group of people. And what happens, exactly what you said about holding the boom.
Mm-hmm.
You do that at any theater company, any amateur theater company especially, right? Within 6 months, you will be on stage. If you want to be an actor, you will end up on stage before you know it, probably before you're ready. And at the same time, you are discovering the power of the collaborative art form because that's what it is.
Wow.
And then you start working that and you start learning from that.
Wow. So wrapping up here, is there anything else that you'd like to say before we go?
It's been a pleasure to speak with you. Go to DialectCoachesCorner.com. You can also follow me on Instagram at Dialect Coaches Corner. I think this is a great forum that you've got, and I'm very appreciative that you've had me on and let me have a chance to speak to your audience. And I hope that what I've had to say and what we've had to discuss has been of some use.
All right. Thank you so much for being my guest today. Really appreciate it. I love talking to actors. I love talking to coaches, and I appreciate you being on my show. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, Jerome, you take care. Bye-bye. Accent modification, dialectcoachescorner.com or JeromeButler.com. AFI.com. That was amazing. I love that. So I just checked my mailbox and I got a check from an AFI short deferred film I did last year called Wild. They changed the title to Yours to Bury, so hopefully I'll be going to a screening soon. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, be sure to like, share, embed, download, but most importantly, leave a comment and or review. We would certainly appreciate that, either on iTunes or wherever you're listening. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, Actors 2020 Podcast. Until the next episode, bye-bye.